Hello and welcome back to Sex, Love, Lust, and More with Serenity. Today we are going to be talking about change and boundaries, basically, in relationships, right? So obviously change is a good thing, okay? If you don't change every day, then you're not doing life right. There's no way, other way around that. And boundaries, you need those to maintain a healthy relationship, whether that be with your family, with your children, with your husband, your wife, whatever, right? So what's to say if that boundary is broken and change is not made within that relationship, right? Okay, let's break it down. Step one, first of all, you need to dive deep. I know we come back to, you know, what love is and what makes a relationship go round and round and the different stages. However, you need to go back and remember that, A, you're not always going to, you know, feel 100% about that relationship. You're not always going to feel that way. You know why? Because you're human. Because every human doubts. However, you can't take that doubt home and create it into something. You feel me? You got to look at yourself and think, what am I as that man in the relationship, what am I as that woman in the relationship doing to create whatever necessity there needs to be created, right? Now, biggest thing you need to understand is acceptance. You need to fully comprehend the understanding and acceptance, okay? Everything you do in this life has a consequence. Whether that consequence is good or whether that consequence is bad, it does not matter, right? So you're sitting there, you're like, okay, if I go rob this bank, right? Brand new bank, got a big ass drop, right? What's gonna happen? You can take that 10 years in prison, right? You could get away or you don't do it. So let's pro and con this, right? You do it, there's a slight possibility you get away and you got all this money, right? However, that's not a guarantee. The guarantee is there's a 99% chance that you're going to jail, prison, okay? And that in itself is a bad consequence. So that already makes it think like, okay, damn, I don't want to go to prison, so I'm not going to rob the bank. But then if you don't rob the bank and you go get a 9-to-5 or hell, a 12 or a 24 or whatever you want type of job that makes you money that is legal, okay, got to throw that in there, legal, you're going to make money and you may start out living check to check, but you know what? That's better than living in prison where you get basically nothing. You get 3 hots and a cot and that's it. And some of you want to live for that, but that ain't 90% of the fucking population, okay? So you need to understand and accept that there's consequences in everything you do. You tell your wife, hey, bitch, listen up. This is how it's going to go. And you have no say. Come on, man. Let's weigh this out. Pros and cons. Pros. Let's start with the cons. You might lose your life, right? It depends on the type of woman you got. You could have a very good, strong woman that doesn't take or tolerate that type of bullshit. She set a boundary. Or you could have one of those pushover women who, which is your pro, take it. Right? They understand, they listen, whatever. They 1950s it. Okay. They don't care. They do as they're seen and not heard, right? Or you have the woman like me, where you're not about to sit up here and tell me to shut the fuck up until you speak to me. I'll be damned. Ask my man. Okay? But I am submissive. So you weigh out the options. You could lose your life or live to see another day. Right? That's a consequence. You put your hands on your husband, right? Or your boyfriend, or your kids, or whatever, whoever in a relationship, you put your hands on them as a woman, you have the con, which is getting your ass beat like a man, right? Or a pro, don't do it. Okay? There is always consequences. Now, let's move over to the biggest question in the entirety. What if, Serenity, you don't know if in that relationship you're being manipulated or not by an egotistical narcissist, right? And that goes for you, ladies. You guys too can be egotistical narcissists. It's not about just men. I promise you. I promise. What you need to do, because if you feel as a woman that you're not an egotistical narcissist, you need to do what Michael Jackson said and look in the mirror, okay? What Tupac said, look in the mirror, right? What everybody is saying, you need to look in yourself and take out the truth, okay? Because I'll be damned if I can't sit here and say, hey, back in the day, I was egotistical, narcissist, prideful, disrespectful, okay? But there is that key word, which is change, right? Not the pocket change. No, deep dive into yourself and change your behavior. Change how you stand on certain things. Change on what you believe in. Change your boundaries and adhere to your boundaries. Understand and accept that there are consequences to everything you do. Now, is it manipulation? If your partner comes up to you and you set a boundary, you said, hey, look, I don't want to be cursed at. And they come up to you and they're gaslighting you and, you know, cursing around you, but you didn't specify, right? You didn't specify that you didn't want to be cursed around. So I'm not cursing at you. I'm cursing around you. That right there is grade A manipulation, gaslighting, narcissism, and disrespectful. Because if you know that I don't like being cursed at, what makes you think that I want to be cursed around? Right? So that right there, key, okay? You need to remember, you cannot undo what is done. Now, I know a wise person who told me this today. There's a lot of people in this world that are going through marriages, right? And they're putting their all in that marriage, okay? They're providing. They're doing everything to a T. Ooh, I apologize. They're doing everything to a T, right? That other person ain't ready. They're not ready to have that family life. They're not ready to share everything 100%. They say they're ready, probably 25% though, right? What is the best course of action you can take as a person who wants to stand on your boundaries? Hey, I'm not gonna be your walking mat no more. What is the best course of action? You, A, could remove yourself. B, if you don't believe in removing yourself, then you need to proceed with removing yourself from the situation. I.e., being in different rooms, separating. You don't believe in divorce? Don't divorce. Separate. Because at that point, you're not dishonoring God. You're not dishonoring yourself or your vows or your marriage, right? You're just separating yourself because you need a break for your mental health. And that's acceptable. You can't force somebody to love you how you love them. And that is a big thing that we will touch on later, okay? Because that is a big one. However, I can explain what I mean right now. You can't steadily give 100 to somebody. Give your all and expect, right? You bully them into giving their all. You can't do that because humans aren't wired like that. Now, if you had a robot, do what you do, right? But you can't do that, okay? You need to understand and realize and take a step back and think, is this selfish love or unconditional love? That unconditional love is not a feeling. I'm going to revert to back to my topic of love. It is not a feeling, okay? It is not what you feel deep down in your stomach. Oh, I got butterflies. That is anxiety. Love is a choice. You're choosing to love that person in spite of their faults, in spite of their shortcomings, in spite of their still fucking pity, right? You're choosing to love that person because I can choose to love my husband in spite of whatever the fuck we go through, which is not anything at all because we're straight this way. But you know what I mean? If he was a drug addict and we're trying to go through counseling and rehab and everything, I'm going to love him in spite of that. I'm going to choose to love him every single day. Right? Thank God he's not. That is unconditional love. Selfish love is, hey, for 28 years we've been married. I'm not ready to commit to you, though, unless you leave me. If you go across state, across country, even for a day, if you go on vacation anywhere without me because I'm narcissistic and egotistical and prideful and downright dumb as fuck, I love you. Then I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you the way I should have loved you in the beginning, in the first fucking 2 years of our 28-year marriage. That's selfish love. That's that love that, hey, if you do this for me, I'll love you in return. If you bond me out of jail, I'll love you in return. If you pay my bills, I'll love you in return. If you buy me something, I'll love you in return. If you do this for me, I will do this for you. That is selfish fucking love. It is not love, bro. That is manipulation. That is a gaslighting tactic. That is not love. So either you have unconditional love or you don't have love at all. Now let's touch on boundaries. When you set a boundary, you cannot negate that boundary or create loopholes for anybody. If you say, Serenity, I want you to stop doing this and this, right? When I listen to your show, you smoke. You drink something, right? That is a boundary you set. Now, what you need to remember, and this is a big one, not everybody has to adhere to your boundary. But then what you need to do if they don't want to adhere to your boundary is remove yourself. Well, what if I can't, Serenity? What if I love them too much? Then you're not loving yourself. You don't love yourself enough. And baby, trust and believe, if you love somebody, quote unquote, love somebody too much to disrespect yourself and disrespect your boundaries and lose all everything for them, baby, it's not love. That's lust. That's stupid. You're in love with the idea of what you want to have with that person or what you think you have or had, okay? You're in love with an idea, a dream life, okay? That is not love. You're infatuated with that person because of the feeling that they give you. That ain't love, baby. You can't do that. You cannot create a loophole. Hey, I don't like when you wear shoes in my house, right? That is one of my number one rules. Do not come in my shit with shoes on. No, you'll turn around and get out, okay? However, I don't like when you come in with shoes in my house. You can say that to me, right? But you can wear slippers, right? Even if you walk outside, you can wear slippers because they're house shoes, right? No, hell no. You just created a loophole. So in due time, that person is going to disrespect your boundary. You could just have mopped the fucking floor. And these motherfuckers is walking in with house shoes because you allowed it, your loophole, to not having shoes in your house at all, with dirt, mud, it don't matter. Dog shit, don't matter. You created that loophole, and now you're mad. But in all reality, you have nobody to be mad at but your damn self. So, you need to think about that. Why are you creating a loophole? Is it because you don't want to lose the benefits that you get from that person? Now, if that person is saying, hey, if you lower your boundary, if you lower your wall just a little bit for me or create a loophole for me, I'll do this for you. What is that, guys? Right, selfish fucking love. Say it again, selfish love. That's lust. That's manipulation. Okay. However, if somebody says, I respect your boundary and I love you in spite of it, that's love right there, because you know that they're going to respect your boundary. If you say you want to have sex before marriage only because you love that person and you don't want to lose that person, guess what? You're disrespecting yourself, your boundary, and they're disrespecting you, and you're allowing it. For what? To keep a person that really don't give a fuck about you. However, if you tell that person, hey, I don't want to have sex until marriage, and they say, I respect your decision, and you don't have sex till marriage, guess what? That's love, baby. They are appreciating and accepting your boundary. Now, if somebody says, oh, well, then you must not love me enough to give your all to me because you want to wait till marriage. We got to live in the moment. First of all, we do got to live in the moment. You're right. You're right. However, bitch, that is manipulation. If you don't grow your big ass panties and put them on and step to the side and let that person leave your life, that goes for male or female. You can't rely on what other people do for you. You got to be able to do it for yourself. Okay? Do not create loopholes. Do not let anybody disrespect your boundaries. Now, here's a bigger thing than letting somebody disrespect your boundaries, okay? If they burn the bridge that you created, that you built with them, right? Whether that's in a relationship, whether that's with family, whatever, because they're disrespecting your boundaries constantly. You need to step back and say, repeat after me, I do not have to rebuild a bridge I didn't burn. Now, I'll say it again. I do not have to rebuild a bridge I did not burn. Now, if a bitch cheated on you, that's burning your bridge. If a dude cheated on you, he burnt the bridge to you. If family disrespects your boundary, they burnt that bridge to you. If that spouse in your life disrespects your boundary, they burnt that bridge to you. Now, it doesn't have to be the main bridge of love, okay? But it is a bridge of boundaries. They burnt it. Why do you feel the need to rebuild that bridge to them? You didn't burn it. You did not burn that bridge at all. What you did was maintain your boundary and self-respect, and that other person burnt it because they didn't like the new you, which is okay. You don't have to always be liked by somebody. Be alone. It is okay to be alone. I promise you. I did it for a year and some change. Felt fucking amazing. Okay. Do not rebuild a bridge that you did not burn. And if you burned a bridge, you gotta look at yourself and say, hey, is that a bridge that I wanted to burn? Or is that a bridge I burned by my stupidity and I want to rebuild it? You know why? Because if you leave that bridge burnt and it turns to ash and it falls in that Grand Canyon, baby, you can't get that bridge back, and it'll take a long time to build a bridge. Ask all the folks who built bridges before from a long fucking distance, okay? That is a long time. And it takes a lot of trust, baby steps. You can't just create a bridge in a blink of an eye. You gotta build and build and build. So you need to think to yourself, hey, do I mean to burn this bridge? Do I want to burn this bridge? Because if you do, burn that bitch. Be like Usher and let it burn. But if you don't, you need to say, hey, yo, I'm sorry. I disrespected your boundary, and I understand and accept the consequences that come. But I want to rebuild the bridge, and I know it'll take time. But I'm willing. Okay, if you're not willing, you can't rebuild shit. You can't be that worker in the back building a house that everybody thinks he's building, but in reality, he's laying up on the floorboard with his hat tilt, a piece of straw in his mouth. Sleep. You can't fucking do that. You ain't building shit. You're expecting it to be built for you. Now, some of you like the manipulation game, and you feed into it because you like being a victim. But that's another topic for another day. So you need to ask yourself, is it selfish love or unconditional? Is it manipulation? Am I going to understand and accept the consequences that come? Is this a boundary that they set? Are they trying to get a loophole in my boundary? Right? You need to remember, you can't undo the past. Okay, and you cannot rebuild a bridge you did not burn. I'm going to say that last part one more time before we go. You cannot rebuild a bridge you did not burn. With that, I bid you adieu.